The Bush administration is in talks with Iraq's interim government about the fate of thousands of detainees now in the custody of the U.S.-led coalition authority. Among them is Iraq's former president, Saddam Hussein. The coalition plans to transfer sovereignty to the interim government on June 30th. Under international law, prisoners of war normally are prosecuted or released at the end of an international conflict. But in Iraq, it's not clear whether the hostilities will end. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration has made it clear that it has no plans to release all of the detainees after June 30th, even though Iraq's interim government is supposed to assume full sovereignty from that date. This past week, President Bush said that in the case of Saddam Hussein, the coalition wants to be certain that the interim government can provide adequate security.
I just want to make sure that when sovereignty is transferred, Saddam Hussein stays in jail.
U.S. officials in Baghdad say they intend to keep about 5,000 other detainees in custody on grounds that they remain a security threat. International law describes two different categories of detainees: prisoners of war who are prosecuted or released at the end of a conflict, and security detainees who pose a threat to an occupying power after the war. Once an occupation ends, security detainees are supposed to be set free. But Jonathan Paust, a law professor at the University of Houston, says the occupation of Iraq is likely to continue past June 30th, despite Bush administration assertions that Iraq will have full sovereignty.
We'll have to wait to see after July 1st whether or not the United States still exercises effective control over any portions of Iraqi territory. If the United States does, it is still an occupying power, despite putative transfers of sovereignty.
Assuming the occupation continues, Paust says, the coalition has the right, under the laws of war, to detain those reasonably accused of being a threat to security. As for prisoners of war, the Geneva Conventions specifically say they must be prosecuted or set free once active hostilities end. But Professor Paust says that provision might not apply to the situation in Iraq either.
The test under the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention is wrapped up in this phrase, quote, after the cessation of active hostilities, unquote. And is that going to happen, that there is a cessation of active hostilities magically on July 1st? I really doubt that.
The Bush administration has given itself additional legal cover on the detainee issue in the carefully crafted language of a new UN Security Council resolution that endorses the framework for Iraq's political transition. American University law professor Diane Orentlicker says that resolution, approved unanimously last week, gives the U.S.-led multinational force in Iraq explicit authority to detain people who present a security threat.
If it weren't for that resolution, there would be some significant legal problems with continuing to detain people.
But even with the resolution, the detainees are likely to be a source of controversy. Again, Professor Orentlicker.
There's a separate political overlay to all of this, which is that it calls attention to the fact that the United States has not, in fact, transferred full authority to the Iraqi government if U.S. forces continue to detain people, as though nothing had changed.
Orentlicker says the United States might solve this problem by transferring legal authority over the detainees to the interim government, but maintaining physical control of the detainees at the government's request.
They may keep Saddam Hussein and other detainees exactly where they've been under U.S. guard, but now it would be under the authority legally of the new Iraqi government.
U.S. officials have hinted at such a possibility, but a transfer of legal authority could create a new problem. Orentlicker points out that once detainees are under the authority of their own government, humanitarian law requires that charges be filed against them in short order. That is a mammoth, politically sensitive task that Iraq's newly reconstituted system of justice is ill-equipped to undertake. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.